The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 14th of June. Oh, that's Orca. I was looking around. I thought somebody was knocking on the window. No, it's Orca. That's our Haven Humane puppy. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, Christina, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. Friday's knocking in the window.
Friday's knocking at the window. You came in and you go, we have an interesting dog today.
But yeah, you have to agree. She is.
Okay, so what national day is it today?
You know, I don't know what even to choose. There's so many cool national days today, so I just feel like today is a day for celebration of everything.
Okay.
So first of all, today is a national movie night, which makes plans for everybody for the night, for
okay.
the evening.
All right, movie night. Okay.
Also today is Army Birthday.
Army Birthday.
And National Flag Day.
And National Flag Day?
Yes.
Well, you know what I did yesterday? I replaced the American flag on my flagpole in front of our house because the other one was starting to get a little worn. And while I'm doing it, this woman, who I have no idea who she is, I'm thinking maybe a street person, but maybe not, goes, well, it's about time you fixed that flag. It was a little thread worn. And I went, well, thank you. Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. And she said, yeah, you ought to replace your face, too. And I went, excuse me? She goes, oh, just kidding. Ha, ha, ha. You look great for 107. I don't even know this woman. She's walking by my house, and I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, okay, what comes next? And then she goes, and she just wanders off, you know.
Interesting humor.
Interesting. Anyway, okay, so many great things. Happy birthday, Army. You don't look a day over 340 years old, even though it's not 340. It's like 2-something, but they haven't aged well. Okay, 7:07 in the morning, and then weather. Today, widespread haze between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m., sunny with a high near 94. We could get gusty winds today, as high as 18 miles an hour. Tonight, a low around 59. Saturday, a high of 86. Sunny, Sunday, Father's Day, 87. Monday, 82. Tuesday, 89. And Wednesday, 94, and Thursday, up back up to 100. So enjoy this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Mm-hmm. Family-owned business, locally owned, locally run, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They are just wonderful people there. The Kinney family, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina. And she brought Orca.
Orca brought me here.
Orca brought you here. Okay, I'm just going to tell people that Orca is a good-sized dog.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
She's not tall, but she is solid.
She's not named Orca for, you know, for no reason.
Oh, no. Dun, 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 dun.
She's a 5-year-old pitty mix, and she's definitely one of those very thick, stocky pitties. She is a big girl. She's 80 pounds.
She's only 80 pounds.
Yeah. She said only. definitely very classic pity.
When's the last time you weighed, oh, Orca there? She's solid. I don't mean she's fat, but my gosh, yeah. It's like, it's, you know, and she comes over, and she comes over and sniffs you, right?
Yeah.
So cute. But then you hear this.
Right, half pity, half piggy.
I mean, was I imagining that?
No, she does that. She's definitely very grunty piggy.
Grunty.
Pity, where
she's grunty.
Sniffs and grunts and snorts.
Oh, it's cute. It's adorable.
Definitely a favorite for pity lovers out there when they do the snorting and the grunting.
I say you take it over to you. Just take Orca over to Mark's place and just drop her off.
Right.
No, I'm serious. You know he needs another.
Yeah, no, it's time.
He does. It's time. So why don't you take Orca, because then she could come over and snort and snuffle and probably climb in your lap, because she looks like she'd do that too.
She does like to climb in laps.
She's a friendly
dog. Super cute. She's mostly white, and then she has like a lot of tan splotches, so to speak. And she's got a super big pity smile that's super cute. She's just very happy, and she's very curious, and very just wants to be around you, wants to run around, but, you know, not super high energy, not running a lot. But
yeah, because of her body size.
Yeah.
Okay, little orca. Whoop, here. We got to watch out, because she's smelling where Buford. Buford comes in here and lays here all the time.
Yes. Can hear. She's
yes,
so silly.
She is. Yeah, she's underneath the table now, sniffing where Buford's been.
Yeah, no, she's a goofy girl. We really like her. She's very. She has that funny thing, too, where if you take her out in the grass, she wants to roll on her back.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll do the rolling and panting, and she'll... You know, she goes on walks, but she mostly just kind of wants to lounge around. And she does like toys, and she will chase a ball, but she does also like to do the lay on the floor, chew on a toy thing.
She likes to lounge around. Okay, that's my kind of dog. Do I go for a walk or lounge around? Oh, I think I'll lounge.
No, I think she'd be great for a lot of families. I'd say the only, like... kind of more difficult thing is she can pull pretty hard on the leash. So
you're
going
to have to to either provide a different kind of collar or take her to a trainer. That you can work with that can help you, because you can do it. It's just you have to work, you know, and then work every day with it. But
yeah,
you can train any dog to you know stay by your side.
Exactly.
If you have the time. Okay, so it's Orca. She's a female pity, about
five.
About five. Yeah. She's a hoot. And how is she around people? I mean, obviously around people, but what about kids? Probably little kids know, because she weighs 80 pounds. And she may come over to want to lick them.
She's been really friendly with everybody. She doesn't really seem to have any shyness to her. She definitely just approaches people, wants pets, sort of thing. She hasn't met a lot of other dogs, so I don't necessarily know how she feels about other dogs. The only dog she's met with us, she was pretty neutral about, but she didn't really want to play. Mm-hmm. She just was kind of like, oh, okay, you're here, I'm here. So regardless, if you are thinking about adopting her, definitely bring your dogs down to the shelter so they can meet her, so they can help pick out a dog for you as well.
And Buford, on the other hand, runs up to every dog and wants to play. Doesn't bark, just runs up and wants to play and... We'll play with any dog, any size. Never gets rough.
He has a lot of friends.
Other dogs chase him around. And then if they're around him and he falls over on the side, he goes, okay, enough. All right, so this is Orca. Anything else going on out there?
We don't have too many events or anything coming up this month. We are about to start Camp Love a Pet, of course,
Whoa.
For a couple of weeks. So
yeah.
The special part about that is the dogs that are selected for camp, they're going to have 2 weeks of socialization and training with kids,
mm-hmm.
Which is really great. So definitely ask us about our camp dogs, because they're going to be learning so much and we get so much information about them. Also because they're working one-on-one with kids, so we get to learn a lot about them in that way. And then when you do adopt a camp dog, you're getting a dog that has some extra training and socialization, so it's a very special time.
Yes, it is. And by the way, Orca is laying on the floor, quiet, happy, says, I can be a couch potato just like you. You know,
If
you're a couch potato, she can be a couch potato. If you go on walks, she can go on walks.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much, as usual, for bringing in. And Orca, good luck.
Well, thanks for having us.
You betcha. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here Friday, 14th of June, 7:18 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day, getting up to about 94. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States. On the cutting edge of technology with all of the new procedures they can do there where people do not have to travel down to Sacramento or Davis or other places. They can do them right here. The only hospital with the Da Vinci surgical robotic XI system. There's so many things, plus bringing in all these doctors here on the residency, three-year residency they have for doctors that are coming in here. Brought in 13, bringing in 10 more. This summer. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. So I'm on the phone with Deborah. Good morning.
Yes, hello.
Hello,
hi,
Deborah.
Deborah Pauley.
Okay, Deborah Pauley. Got it. And you are the lawyer. Did I get that right?
I am an attorney with the LexRex Institute. I sat second chair in the recently heard Laura Hobbs versus Alan Long case that was attracted a lot of attention up there in Shasta County. It was my first time to Shasta County. Great place, wonderful people. I really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, we're pretty cool up here. You know, we're not Southern
Very
California.
Nice.
We got nice places. Hey, Deborah, tell us what this lawsuit's about.
Well, it boils down to this. Is there any consequence for the failure of an elections official or the elections officer to administer an election in accordance with the law, in accordance with elections code, and in accordance with established procedure? That's really what it boils down to. What happened in this case, and it's really significant. It should be considered significant for everyone, and not just in Shasta County, but in California, that the elections official there did not use the proper Secretary of State issued random alphabetized drawing that's done for every single election and sent to every single county registrar of voters, letting them know which order the candidates are supposed to appear in. And there's good reason for that law being in place. And just to make it clear, I mean, I don't know if everybody understands what happens there. If everybody's last, let's say your first name is Abba, you are always going to be first, right? You're always going to be the first candidate on the list. Why does that matter? Well, it's an unfortunate truth that some people will look through the list, they haven't done their research, and they just checkmark the first person, or maybe they'll go all the way down to the bottom, and they go, I don't know any of these people, and they'll checkmark the last person. That's just a fact. Case law and would say that gives the candidate placed in the first position a 3.3% bump, a 3.3% bump. Most of us out in the field that have worked in this elections arena for some time would say a 3 to 5% bump. And most people look for it. Most candidates wait for that alphabetized list to be released from the Secretary of State because it tells them where they are going to be in this candidate lineup on the ballot. And the elections official is supposed to use that list that's issued, and it was issued just as it should have been on December 14, 2023, from the Secretary of State, was sent in proper format to the Registrar of Voters in Shasta County. And she admitted on the stand. She failed to do it. She failed to administer the elections there for the March 5, 2024 presidential primary in accordance with that, and used a locally drawn randomized list, which was polled the following day, and I was kind of shocked to see it because it was just on some kind of loose leaf lined paper that maybe your, you know, seventh grader would use to turn his homework in. You know, I was like, let me ask
a question here, Deborah.
Sure.
One is, so the state is the one that tells us the lineup for the elections. Is that what you're telling me? Or does the county, or is the county able to make their own for something? I mean,
the state does for all local elections, and that would include the particular election that we're discussing here, which is
okay.
The Board of Supervisors.
Got it. Okay.
And yes, the local elections officials are supposed to draw randomized for, I believe it's state Senate and state Assembly races. Well-qualified elections official would know the difference, and it's clear from testimony that they just really dropped the ball. In fact, they've admitted it in their pleadings. Yes, there's been a mistake made.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
That's what I saw is that
it was there the first time, and it wasn't the second time, and so it went out. And your 3.5%, I just did some research after this was going on in the state of Texas. Depending on which race it is, the lower down the ticket you get when you get into city and county, it can be up to a 20% difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, there's the professors, they were talking about the Texas one, but I think also MIT did one. I mean, this is coming from different areas. The person first on the ballot gets the advantage. And, I mean, if you go, especially in nonpartisan races.
Absolutely. That's the key right there, and this is nonpartisan. And according to that Secretary of State randomized drawing, Laura Hobbs should have been first.
Okay.
And the margin of victory was extremely slight. And what should have happened if there had been proper placement is Laura Hobbs and the second probably, or the, and probably Alan Long would have moved on to the November election. And hopefully that is how the judge sees it. I do want to say this, you know, like Alexander Haberbusch, of course, is the, you know, the principal attorney on this. He's the founder of the Lex Rex Institute. He wanted to be with you this morning. He was first chair. I was just second chair. So you've got the second run with you today. But he was called away like 8 o'clock of Wednesday after an extremely long day in court on an urgent matter in the Kerry Lake case. And he did want me to extend his apologies to you that he couldn't be there personally because he did want to speak with you. I also wanted to say this because I told you at the top of the hour when we came in, this is my first time to Shasta County, and I was amazed by how engaged the community is up there. It was a full courtroom. It was very full, and the hallways were extremely full with people waiting to be able to be admitted to witness what was going on there. And we, of course, had an extensive witness list. And not everyone got called. I think the opposing counsel was very concerned that we were going to go on and on and on. But we had so many witnesses to election irregularities that were part of this community of election observers that were supposed to be able to see, witness the counting, the closing of polls, the 1% manual hand count, the curing of ballots. And they were really prevented. These citizens were really prevented from doing their job. And so we had a lot of people that were prepared to testify. One of the things that we're thankful that they waited. Some of them waited like for a day and a half and never were called. As things went, the court went until 5 o'clock, after 5 o'clock on Wednesday, which is quite unusual. And usually they're pretty good about shutting things down at 4:30. I also want to say this. I believe that opposing counsel is very much mischaracterizing the nature of what occurred up there Tuesday and Wednesday. They had made a motion to show cause, in other words, a dismissal of the case. And you could tell by their demeanor, by their lack of preparation, by everything that was going on, that they expected that judge to just dismiss the case Tuesday morning, and that was all she wrote. We get back on a plane, head back down here to L.A. and Orange County. And that is not what happened. And it's because there is adequate evidence, and the argumentation that was provided by Mr. Haberbusch was quite exceptional. I was very proud to be part of the legal team that watched that. It was irrefutable that there was adequate evidence to prosecute the case, that it needed to be fully explored, and that evidence needed to be taken. And even the judge saw that. And I do want to say one thing about this judge, Baker. I noticed he had a great appreciation for and a concern for the public and the public's understanding of the process as a proceeding. You don't always get that from every judge. I was very struck by that. He seemed to care a lot. You know, when all the courtroom was literally packed.
Steve's a good guy and cares, yeah. He cares about what's going on. Deborah, so where are we now with the trial?
This is what happened. We ended up taking more than a full day and a half worth of testimony.
Yeah.
We've basically, you know, completed our case in chief. The judge has scheduled a rehearing coming up, and we're coming back down there on the 25th of June.
Okay.
And the opposing counsel gets to have an opportunity to present their case in chief. I believe that they are going to request again that the case be dismissed. I'm hoping that there will be adequate. First of all, they've admitted wrongdoing, and it's not a matter of intent. Did they intend to do the wrong thing, or was it an error? That's not the standard that should be looked at when we're looking at the law. What we're looking at, was there any malconduct? Not malfeasance. Malconduct in the election, and they've already admitted that there was malconduct. Could that malconduct have changed the result of the election? And as you just pointed out, absolutely.
Well, you know, on these studies I've been reading, and again, you go up and you go up to the first, especially a nonpartisan, doesn't say Republican or Democrat or whatever, that people have a tendency, at least in Texas, in these, and then in Pennsylvania, the same thing. Another study in Pennsylvania showed the same thing, and then, I mean, there's a variety of studies. All you have to do is go out and set placement on a on election ballot. And these stories just start pouring out. So, I mean, it's pretty well accepted if you're number one on the ballot, especially in, you know, in the, you know, city, county, things like this. You've got a guaranteed number of votes because that's what people do. So that would be interesting. Nope, they didn't, what you're saying, they didn't do it on purpose. It just happened, but it still happened.
That was their testimony,
yeah.
You know, that it wasn't on purpose. And quite frankly, from the witness stand, the Joanna Franciscus, who, as I understand, is the deputy registrar of voters up there, admitted that she didn't look at it, she didn't check the balloting, they didn't check it against it. It just seemed like nobody was on top of the job. And that's not, that's well and good. But it still had an impact on the election. The purpose for having the Secretary of State pull that random alphabetized list is to prevent there from being any local bias, to prevent there from being malfeasance. You know, that they would, so they're supposed to use the proper list. They have used the proper list before, and so they know how it's supposed to be done. She's not new to the ballgame. If they would explain the purpose of using the state-drawn list, is to prevent that sort of bias from occurring in their locally produced ballots, then it would be clear to everyone why the state, and you know, sometimes the state gets the law right, and sometimes they don't, but in this case, they do. It would be almost impossible for someone to cheat that system if they did it the way that's supposed to be done. And that's our big concern right here, is that they're saying that there was no intent. That's not the point of malconduct. Malfeasance, yes. Intent needs to be proven. We don't have to prove that. We only have to prove that it wasn't done properly. It wasn't done in accordance with the law. It wasn't done in accordance with California Elections Code. It wasn't done in accordance with their locally established procedures. That didn't happen. That's misconduct, and that's all she wrote.
Okay. Well, now, so you're coming back on the 25th, and that's when the other side gets their shot.
Right. Well, the judge wanted briefings that are due this Friday. Opposing counsel is going to submit their briefing. We're going to have to submit a briefing next Tuesday, briefing out. And I think it's really going to boil down to two different cases. You know, there's some, case law, and I'm not going to bore anyone with that. But, you know, that's really what it boils down to, is how the judge views the situation. I did want to say, you know, he explained we had to exclude our witnesses from the courtroom, and the judge explained very clearly why they needed to leave, so that no one could, you know, hear any other witnesses' testimony. But as our witnesses were called in, it was amazing how each of them corroborated the testimony of a previous witness. And, of course, most of the day was taken up trying to get to the bottom of how Joanna Francesca does her job or doesn't, as the case may be. And it was kind of interesting to me. I've never seen a witness not be able to stand for more. She couldn't take, like, 45 minutes worth of testimony on day two, and she needed a break already. And we were just starting. And, you know, she was disturbed by someone that was standing in the back of the courtroom. And this particular woman, I found out later, has back issues, so it's hard for her to sit for a long period of time. So she would stand up every once in a while to stand in the back to, to move your body around a little bit. And this Joanna was disturbed by this member of the public standing up for a minute. And that's kind of what happened with these observers. When they would show up to watch the counting, to see how the ballots were being processed, to see how they were being run through the tabulators, to see how they were being batched up and handled by the elections workers, they were required to go in, sit in chairs that were way too far away, 6, 8, 10 feet away from, sometimes in another room on another floor with cameras that did not even give you full view of the room where, you know, ballot counting was occurring or ballot curing was occurring. And this was a series. They were not, if they stood up to try to get a better vantage point, they were told they had to sit back down. And they were told that they had one warning, and at the second warning, they had to leave. They weren't allowed to ask any of these election workers a question. They had logs that they were keeping, these observers, these citizens, volunteer citizen observers doing their civic duty, had logs that they were keeping of each precinct, each batch number, what the count was, and they were keeping them as the elections workers were calling them out. But sometimes they were speaking so softly they couldn't hear them, and they would ask, can you say that again? And they would be told to shut up. And they would be, the elections workers would be told, don't talk to them. And that is just, you know, here they are. These guys are getting paid to do the job. They're there to ensure the integrity of the election because they care about what's happening. And it used to be, there used to be a point in time, and I'm sure you're, I mean, I'm of a certain age, where it was welcomed that we had citizens engaged in the process, where really they were running the elections out of their garages. You know, the local precincts, and when you walked in to vote, literally everybody knew your name. You didn't have to show an ID. You're Joe who lives down the street. I'm here to vote, right? That's changed, and it's not a good change.
Well, Deborah, thanks for giving us a call and sharing on this, because we have to take a break, and then we got some other guests in here. But you laid out what it is, and that's, it was not quite clear when I was reading the articles. And so it all comes down to is that the county registrar did not follow the state law in the way that they put the names on the ballot. They made their own list, which is against the law, and you can understand why. It keeps people in the counties and cities from, you know, putting their people up front and other people at the bottom, knowing that it makes a difference, and that's a proven fact. Where you are in the ballot many times makes a difference. The studies on it. So this is going to go on for about how long, you think?
Well, I mean, it depends. More than likely, he's going to take it under submission after the June 25th hearing. There's going to be two briefings, and then there's going to be the June 25th hearing. I won't be back up there because I've got other matters that I'm attending to. But, Carl, it sounds to me like you absolutely understand what the crux of the matter is, and that's what's so crucially important. And the point is not being an election denier. The point is you, as a good citizen, you should require that your local elections officials follow the law in how they administer your elections, because they are the citizens' elections, and our vote needs to count.
Okay. Well, Deborah Pauly, did I get that right?
You did, Carl Bott. Okay. I hope you have a blessed day.
Okay, thanks a lot, Deborah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
So you have just heard the plaintiff side about this, about what it's about. And we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:41 in the morning. We really went over our time, but we had the attorney for Laura Hobbs on. And, of course, it's just one side, and she seems like a nice lady, but she wasn't here for the previous 4 years either when all this was going on. Things weren't quite as nice. Things got contentious here, as everybody knows, during the elections. Now, did they have a point here on this election that the city or the county did not follow state guidelines or state law? And it appears that assistant registrar said, "No, we didn't. We screwed that one up." So, is it enough to throw in the top two vote getters for an election? Judge Stephen Baker will make that decision. 7:42 in the morning, and I'm here with Dick Wilkinson and the favorite, Frank Rose. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to take a few minutes here, and you're here from the Korea Veterans. Now, it doesn't mean a veteran of the Korean War, even though they both are. It can be anybody that has served in Korea. You've opened that up.
Right.
That's afterwards. It doesn't have to be a war. It could be for TAD, which would be like, you know, if you're over there for Ochi Focus Lens and you're there for 30 days, and all that counts, right?
This Saturday, we actually have a monthly meeting at the third Saturday every month at the Country Waffle. The meeting starts at 12, but you should arrive before 11 if you want to have lunch. And everybody's welcome. If you've ever served in Korea, please come join us.
There you go.
And
it's not a free lunch, by the way. You have to buy your own lunch.
That's right.
Otherwise, you'd probably have more people coming.
And our Korean War veterans are all in our 90s, and we're disappearing fast. And so we need some younger people. So it's open to anybody who served in Korea. So
anybody that served in Korea can join this. Now,
right,
and that's going to be this Saturday at noon. Yeah. And then after that, y'all are heading out for the Pipes and Drums, the Shasta Pipe and Drums Band. What is it? Shasta? What is it? What's the name of the group? the bag, you know, the bagpipers. They were just on the other day. Shasta Pipes and Drums. Yeah. Cool. All right.
Well,
okay.
Right after the lunch meeting on Saturday, I'm going over to the Benton Airport, and I volunteered to help wire, bring all the cabling we needed. We had like 6 coffee machines.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to be careful. Some of the large ones use about 10 amps, so you got to be careful how many
coffee machines?
Huh?
Coffee machines?
Coffee makers. You know,
yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Like, we have some 10 amps. We have some 50 cup ones, and those are a lot of current. You got to be careful how many you hook on one circuit.
Okay.
So I volunteered to go bring my cables, my Christmas light cables, my extension cords, and
which
help.
You have a million miles of, probably. Yeah.
Anyway, one thing we'd like to talk about, we have a
Queen. I tell you what, we need to take a break, and then when we come back, we can.
Okay.
Finish up here. I have to get us back on time. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, been in existence for, gosh, going on 17 years now. Just won an award as being like the 6th best small bank, you know, and that's banks with under like $2 billion in assets. Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a big honor here. And 6th in the state, and the, and you consider out of the 114 banks, they're number 6, and yet we're only like 14th in the, I mean, we're like 14th or 15th when you look at size. So Cornerstone Community Bank is punching above its weight for sure. We do business there. We're happy at Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with the Korean veterans. Hey, mama, rock me mama like the wind and the rain, rock me mama like a southbound train, hey, mama, rock me.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries. For only $25 plus fees. Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for micro wrestling. Tickets start at just $15 plus fees. Don't miss this action-packed weekend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm an American soldier, an American.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. On the 14th of June, Friday, 7:50 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. Ah, it's going up to 96 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Been doing this for a couple of decades. He doesn't take a chance with your safety. He fixes it, and he fixes it right the first time. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 inches in length, or 2 feet in length, 2 feet in length, he can fix it. He fixed about a 8-10 inch crack on my windshield 17 years ago. 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's how good a work he does. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Frank Rose and Dick Wilkinson, and we're talking Korean veterans, not Korean War veterans, just Korean veterans club that they have. And you got a fundraiser.
Right. We're actually a nonprofit, and we one of our main methods of collecting money, we have this little blue flower called Rose of Sharon. We set up in a parking lot at the Sports Warehouse and ask for donations, and we do pretty well. But what do we actually do with this money? Well, one project we have is called the Third Grade Student Dictionary. Now, it wasn't started by the Korean veterans, but Frank Rose knew about it from the Grange did it for quite a few years. And anyway, for over the last 4 years, we've given away about 800 dictionaries, and we give it to like 6 local grammar school third graders, and say, well, what do they want with a dictionary? Well, it's actually more than a dictionary. It contains biographies of all U.S. presidents, Declaration of Independence, United States Constitution, facts about countries, maps of 7 continents, information about 50 states, facts about planets, weights and measures, longest words, sign language, and more. So it's more than just a dictionary. And the kids really like it. And
it's a great dictionary. I got one on my desk. It's about my grade level. But it's got flags. It's got, I mean, yes, kids, let's just go online and look. But this is something they can look at, they can feel it, they can taste it. It's got a lot of information in it. It's good.
So we had a fundraiser in May at the Sports and Warehouse, and right after that I had a appointment with a cardiologist, Gisela Okonski, and I gave her one of those little blue flowers, and she made a $100 donation to us. And then I went to Coachmaster, and they wrote me a check also.
Oh, they're good people, Coachmaster, for sure.
If anybody would like to help, we'll take cash donations or check. Our treasurer is Jess Hoops. His number is 530-356-1788, or contact me, Richard Wilkinson, 530-246-9131. And anyway, the schools that we've given to in locally is a Montessori Elementary School in Shasta Elementary, Shasta Lake Elementary, Rother Elementary, Juniper Academy, Anderson Heights, and Castle Rock, and also Rancho Tehama. And right here, I have a folder full of thank you notes that came from Anderson Heights. Every student wrote us a thank you note in here. So we were pleased to get that from them. But anyway, that's it.
Okay. Hey, Sonny, I know you're listening. I just looked over there, and you're right, the stream's off, so I'm going to go back and reset it. The Spectrum failed us yesterday for about 30 seconds, took us off the air. We had to come back and reboot everything, but we didn't get in here. So, Frank, what do you got?
Well, one of my ideas was to have our meetings. At our meetings is to have a guest speaker, and I generally got somebody from the city and the county to come and speak about different topics that were free that the municipalities could give to the veterans as well as elderly people, and that seemed to work pretty good. So we have a guest speaker each month, and a guest speaker we're having this month is Scarlett Rose, and she's a member of the Merchant Marine Association, and oddly enough, she was, her relatives, her uncles and all were all Merchant Marines, so she has been given the title as a district representative for the Merchant Marines.
Uh-huh.
Also, when we went go to over Rancho Tehama School over in Corning, give them the dictionaries for their school, I was asked 3 years ago if I could do a Veterans Day. So I said yes. So I got our Korean organization and the Historical Society with the helicopters and the Patriot Riders and the Submariners, and we all went over in a convoy, and we spent the whole day, each one separately and as a group. They brought each class over, and we went day through and organized and met each one of these groups. So we've been doing that each year, and we're also scheduled to do it this year, which is a very big honor. And they love veterans, and the school, they teach them just about within that dictionary. So that's another thing that we do on the side. We also have given in the beginning with the donations we were getting from the Rose of Sharon, we did two scholarships to students from Shasta High School. Mel was the first one, all A's and everything he did, all mathematics, and then he got brought into a school in Southern California that was a number one school, and that school reports all their graduates when they graduate from that school to NASA. And then the following year, we had a young lady for Shasta High School, and she went to a school up in Massachusetts, and it also was a high-class school from all the mathematics. And then they, in turn, the graduates from there go to NASA. So,
well, let me ask a question here. Your Rose of Sharon, are y'all going to be selling those here soon?
We don't sell them.
You don't sell them, but people donate when they get one, right?
We're going to have one in the fall. We haven't set a date yet.
Because it says 25 June on here is when the war started, I guess.
Right.
So that's why I was asking. So I didn't know if you started out. So it'll be in the fall. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, you two, for coming by.
Hey, thanks for giving us some airtime, Carl.
Hey, I do that. And, well, that's part of our job. And one of the things y'all were talking about is the Benton Air Park is the Father's Day extravaganza that's going to happen Sunday. Sunday at Benton Airfield from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. All types of airplane there, modern, vintage, experimental aircraft, warbirds, fighters from other eras, CHP aircraft, breakfast. Okay, now it's free admission and free parking, but you pay for the pancake breakfast with eggs and sausage and coffee, obviously.
And a pancake breakfast is going to be served by Matt Shasta, Mount Shasta 99s and the EAA 157. Do you know what the 99s are?
No.
It's actually a ladies' flying club, and it was started by the most famous woman aviator ever, Amelia Earhart.
Oh.
And back in the 20s, she She wanted to start a ladies.
And
she said out the word, and 99 signed up, and they call themselves the 99. And don't call them the 99ers because they get upset.
Okay. I'll try not to do that. Dick Wilkerson and Frank Rose, thanks a lot for being here, guys.
Thank you.
God bless.
You bet. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. The Supreme Court has struck down a Trump-era ban on bump stocks, a gun accessory that allows semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly, just like machine guns.
The bump stocks were used in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. In a 6-3 ruling, the justices found the Trump administration did not follow federal law when it reversed course and banned bump stocks after a gunman in Las Vegas attacked a country music festival with assault rifles in 2017. A Texas gun shop owner challenged the ban, arguing the Justice Department wrongly classified the accessories as illegal machine guns.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. China takes center stage today at day two of the G7 summit in Italy.
They've begun their first session this morning. And the first session is about migration, which, of course, is a key challenge for many of the countries, not least Italy, actually, which receives the highest number of migrant arrivals in the European Union. And then the leaders will begin to talk about China, which is a major challenge, of course, to this club of Western democracies. On China specifically, they will be talking partly about the problem of overproduction of Chinese goods.
And that is BBC's Mark Lowen reporting. Initial reports say an unsecured tanker had spilled gas in the crash that destroyed the I-95 bridge in Philadelphia last June.
The Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Agency believes that that is likely what happened in the cause of the enormous fire that destroyed a bridge and shut down the main north-south artery for a couple of weeks before a temporary patch could be installed.
That is correspondent Mark Scolforo reporting. Another round of thunderstorms swept across waterlogged South Florida on Thursday. It was the third consecutive day of tropical downpours. More of these stories at townhall.com.
This is a consumer alert to all U.S. taxpayers who owe the IRS back taxes or have unfiled tax returns. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you can now take advantage of active programs that provide relief to struggling taxpayers and may reduce or eliminate what you owe if you qualify, even if you are facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan. Call the Easy Tax Relief Helpline now to check what savings you may qualify for at 800-535-7128. You may qualify to reduce up to 99% of what you owe or for other special programs. Once qualified and enrolled, you can rest assured that your assets are protected and all collection efforts will be stopped. Billions of dollars in savings are available through these relief programs for struggling taxpayers, but you must call to see if you qualify. To see what savings you qualify for, call 800-535-7128. 800-535-7128. That's 800-535-7128.
A House committee subpoenas 15 Biden cabinet secretaries to hand over documents regarding what they call a voter mobilization scheme.
In March of 2021, President Biden signed an executive order called Promoting Access to Voting, which states that executive departments and agencies shall partner with state, local, tribal, and territorial election officials, eliminate discrimination and other barriers to voting, and expand access to voter registration and accurate election information. Representative Brian Steele of Wisconsin called Biden's executive order, quote, an attempt to tilt the scales ahead of the 2024 election. As chairman of the Committee on House Administration, Steele issued the subpoenas to get detailed plans of how cabinet secretaries will advance the agenda before the election. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Some good news for would-be home buyers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average weekly rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage dipped slightly to 6.95% this week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A rescue mission is underway in northern Pakistan to try to reach two Japanese climbers who've been missing in a remote mountain area.
This is now a race against time to reach the two climbers in what is a bitterly cold and inhospitable environment. Thursday's helicopter operation, while successful in locating them, was unable to ascertain their condition or if they were even still alive. The pair had been attempting to summit the 7,000-metre-high Spantic Mountain without the assistance of guides when they went missing on Tuesday, with rescuers using their footprints in the snow to help locate them.
As BBC's Tom Bailey reporting, Muslim pilgrims have converged on a vast tent camp in the desert near Mecca, officially beginning the annual Hajj. Saudi officials say more than 1.5 million foreign pilgrims have already arrived in Mecca. They expect the overall total this year to exceed last year's 1.8 million. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott today, Friday the 14th, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, it's the birthday of the Army here for my guest who's an Army vet. The weather today. But before we get to weather, let's go to the phones and Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan Eastman from Steeple Investments.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Well, stocks are pulling back this morning, signaling a retreat from all-time highs. The Dow is currently down 207 points at 38,441. The S&P 500 is off 16 points at 5,416. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 10 points at 17,657. The four most actively traded stocks this morning, NVIDIA up $2.57, trading at $132.14. Tesla down $3.32 at $179.15. GameStop off 71 cents, trading at $28.45. SoFi Technology positive 28 cents at $6.52. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.21%. And over to commodities, gold is up $27 an ounce at $2,333. Silver price at $29 an ounce, and crude oil is down a dime, trading at $78 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Wait, I have this question. What did you say? Gold was up $22 an ounce?
Well, earlier this morning it was up actually $30.
Oh,
but
my.
It's up $27 now.
It was up that much, huh? And gold and
gold
silver
has,
was up.
Gold has been going up for the past year or so.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
But that's, are worried.
I don't remember it being that big a jump. And you know, the other times we've talked. Anyway, okay, Susan Eastman, you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, and happy Father's Day to those fathers out there.
Thank you. All right. That was Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments for Stifel Investments. She's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive, and you can reach her at 530-244-7199. Good people there. Okay, for the weather today, sunny. Might be wind gust as high as 18 miles per hour. It's going to be a high near 94 and a low tonight around 59. Tomorrow in the 80s, 86. 87 on Sunday, 82 on Monday. Yeah, with the lows then in the 50s. Now, on Saturday night, you may get gust of wind as high as 20 miles per hour, so be aware. And on Sunday, as high as 21 miles per hour. But then Monday comes. And also, we already said 82 on Monday. Now, Tuesday, it starts heating up, and by Thursday, it's back up to 100. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned company, been doing this for over 25 years. The Kenny family, they've been providing propane service to their customers and whom they regard as friends. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with the Gormans. Gorman Office of Law, Patrick Gorman. Is it Office of Law? Law Office?
Yeah, Gorman Law. Just Gorman Law.
Gorman Law. Okay.
That's the way you have to
Gorman Law.
Yeah, that's a naming convention. You have to name your firms certain ways and stuff.
And your beautiful wife.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Linda is preparing us for, we've got something coming up. And when I left, she was rolling around on the floor with the dog crate. That's all I can say. The dog crate, which should be easy, you know, isn't.
No.
I mean, it one side's easy, but you need the other side to cooperate so it'll collapse, right? Well, it's not like that.
It'll take your fingers out with it, too. It'll just push it.
Oh, yeah. Well, boy, she just, you know, she just gets a pair of pliers and a hammer. She says, I'll fix this. Whoa, 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 whoa. She doesn't have a lot of patience when it comes to mechanical objects that don't work. Things that are breathing, she's got all the patience in the world. Thank God. Anyway, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Okay. So, have we had a chance to talk since the Trump trial? And the only reason I'm asking,
it went very fast. It might have just been in its initial phases the last time I was here, but no, last month was a holiday, right? Wasn't,
was it?
Something. Did we miss that? Oh.
It would have been the beginning.
That would have been May. That would have been pancake breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Okay. The rodeo.
Oh, yeah. So that's what happened. I'm sorry.
No. Okay.
Well,
so, yeah. So we have not been here.
Okay.
For that.
So were you surprised that he was convicted?
No. I mean, no. I think that the whole point of the trial was to get a conviction. I mean, that's... You know, I don't know. I wasn't on the jury. I wasn't on the grand jury or anything like that. But, when you're going forward with a prosecution like that, a state prosecution, and it's, you know, there's a federal crime bleeding into a state crime and things like that, it was for a reason, right? And I almost wonder who, if it really harmed anybody. You know, I feel like...
Well, that was kind of the question is, the feds did not go after Trump. So the state made it in such a way that they tied it into... election, so but then
but there's no conviction for an election saying that he committed a crime. You know, so
well, they said it was laundering money or hiding money or something.
It was misappropriated. You know, records were doctored in furtherance of an election crime, but there has to be a finding of that underlying crime, and that underlying crime isn't. There's no convictions. I don't know. I feel like it's political. It was political, and one side wanted to say there's a convicted felon here, and then the other side wanted to say, hey, they're coming after me. So I think that both sides got what they wanted out of it.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't seem like it's hurt his popularity.
No.
But what do you do? I mean, if 2 days before the Republican National Convention, he goes in for sentencing. Will the judge put Donald Trump in jail?
It would be if they want any credibility whatsoever to the conviction. I don't think they can. I mean, it's a non-jailable offense. It's a first-time kind of thing. I mean, it's like
well, no, it is jailable.
Well,
he's
found
guilty on 34 counts. He could get up to 25 years
in prison. There's sentencing guidelines. I might understand it's like a Class C felony or something like that in the state of New York, where they're not even locking people up for like armed robbery. So,
oh, that's true.
You know, it would definitely if they want there to have any like veneer of credibility, of legitimacy, then I would imagine the sentence would be a multi-billion-dollar fine, maybe.
How about house arrest?
Yeah, you know,
can't leave Mar-a-Lago, and then during the convention.
I don't know. And then, I mean, so what if Trump does, and he's not in the state of New York, and what, are they going to issue a bench warrant? Are they going to apprehend him? I mean, I think that both sides are pretty irresponsible in the way things have been going on for the last several years, quite frankly.
Yeah, good, I'm glad we were green on all of this.
Yeah. I mean, so, geez, man, it's like they want it to be more and more like a reality show every single
election. Well, and it's working. I mean, look at Joe Biden. Okay, they're having that Juneteenth celebration, right, at the White House. Everybody's dancing, and there's Joe, frozen. Just not moving, but
that was his move.
That's what I was thinking. I said that could be Joe's move. That's an 81-year-old dance move. I just freeze and let people dance around me. I mean, maybe that's the way it, you know.
He's mine.
But I was thinking, oh come on, that's it. The United States is in the middle of a reality show at the highest levels.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God! Mm-hmm. Do you think it's scripted out? Do you think?
I almost wonder if anything isn't scripted out. I mean, with the stakes. I mean, let's just look at the amount of capital they control and things like that.
Oh,
I mean, just
God.
At some point, I. Yeah, I mean, what's unscripted? I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know if I'm crying because I'm laughing or because well, I'm just sad.
I don't even. Yeah, election years are just they're very emotionally stirring, right? And that's the whole point of it. And I mean, guys, should you guys remember in 2020? I mean, I didn't know if we were gonna have much of a country left. It was pretty scary. The scary times.
Here it is, 2024, and there's parts of our Constitution I think are in tatters, and I think about what the national government should be doing, which is providing a strong Army, Navy, Marines to protect our country. They're having problems there. Infrastructure, they're having problems there. And big thing is the border, which they've totally acquiesced the border to people crossing over.
I think Biden just passed some kind of executive order, and it just the timing on it is problematic, I think, for people that aren't, Biden fans.
It gave temporary amnesty to 850,000 people or something like that. I don't know, maybe more than that.
I know there's some kind of cap on folks that could claim asylum within a period of time. Like once you hit a ceiling, there's
2,500 a day.
Yeah.
Then they can start turning them back.
Yeah.
2,500 a day. Think about that. That's like, 2,500 a day times 365 days, and it gets up at the million mark.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many were we getting before?
Oh, more.
Yeah.
More. Yeah. First of all, they wanted to make it 5,000 a day. But he made it 2,500 a day, which is still ridiculous, and it's so pandering to the election. So, but we got to take a break here. Let me see. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 2 years in a row, 23-24, because they are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They have a stone cutters. They have watch repairmen. They have a great selection of jewelry, any kind you imagine, at very fair prices. They are people of integrity, Rebecca and Henry. Four Winds Jewelry, where we go. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and they really are good people. We'll be right back.
Sink presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus 2 live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part? The long drive home. Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. You don't want to know what we're talking about here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR with Carl Mendebot. 8:20 in the morning here on the 14th. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell began her business back in 1993. She's been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners ever since. Helping them through the morass of homeowners insurance. And what about what has inflation and these decisions made on your retirement plans? Well, she can help you with both. She has two separate divisions, one for insurance and one for financial management under one roof. At 1378 Hilltop Drive, Judy Maxwell does a great job. We have insurance with Judy. Very happy. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. And I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law. And we, as usual, start off in discussing just nothing. And, okay. Legally, something you can say, it's kind of legal topics.
Yeah.
Then we end up in tattoos, and then we start giggling. I was threatening Linda with getting a tramp stamp. And
I think I made a joke about one last night or two nights ago with Julia, and it was, I think that, it's good to get tattoos when you know what you want and you can afford a good one.
I mean, that's the big thing.
When you want one the most, you can't afford a good one, and you get something stupid like a dragon. You know, so I had one. So don't take it offensively if you have a dragon. I had one. I had to get it covered up. But it's like
you're not alone.
What do you have?
Oh, a dragon.
You got a dragon. That's right. You got a
one
dragon.
One day. Yeah.
I don't have any.
Okay. Neither do I. You and I are pure virgin.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Virgin
as is Linda. But that's okay because we have my daughter. My granddaughter has one, you know, a little tasteful one, you know, like some script on her arm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this?
All of our kids.
My daughter hid the fact that she had a tattoo from her mom.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
she just didn't have that conversation.
After she was married and had kids, her mom still didn't know. I knew about it. I knew about it the whole time. And she would be doing something when she was younger, and I'd go, hey, only thing it's going to take is me calling your mom and telling her about your tat. Okay.
I need you to house sit for me.
Here, go on and change the oil in the car. But now mom knows about it.
I had this boss one time. I upended everything and then took a job down in San Diego. Just moved down there, and I'm working at this job. I'm 3-4 weeks in, maybe a month, and the boss says something just to, you know, if I ever knew somebody who had a tattoo, I wouldn't hire him to save my life. And I'm like, oh boy, oh boy, I'd never go to a pool party with this guy. You know, that's
well, you know, you see these things like I know a person that I've never seen their arms or shoulders mm-hmm. without being covered. And it's a female. And I always thought, well, maybe she was younger. She got tats.
Yeah.
And it turned out she hadn't, but it was when you see that, But it's an expression of oneself, and I got no problem with that, unless it's got some kind of gross obscenity that's sure. in your face all the time.
Yeah, yeah, those are the ones that, you know, I don't know, sometimes people when they're, you know, youngsters, they get things that are more in your face, right? They don't think about it like, well, what is this going to mean to me in 30 years, right? And that's
what happens when that pretty little porpoise turns into a whale.
or a raisin, or, you know.
Okay. Let's move on to I just saw the insurance commissioner just made some huge changes in insurance as far as fires and fire insurance.
They've been talking about this for some time and pricing in prospective climate disasters into their models.
Predictive models. And yeah. We'll see how that works.
Well, you know, the one thing I'm not sure if I mentioned this a couple times ago. I was talking to this mentor of mine about it, and I was, you know, not very happy with the just the commissioner doing this on their own. And I mean, prospective pricing algorithms and stuff, that's kind of rough. I mean, if you think about it, if you base it on historical models, right, they make the money back over the course of, 20 years, in theory. But for it, the risk to be as high as it is, for the state of California to say, we'd rather, and these are, State Farm and these guys are leaving, they're getting rid of current cash-paying customers, ones, right? They're like walking away from money on the table, because if something were to happen, it would be so catastrophic, that it would bankrupt them. And then the state of California say, well, it'll bankrupt us too. So the state of California's own models are showing just the risk associated with, total loss in a fire and casualty claim, and the cost of rebuilding probably, and the environmental mitigation and things like that. The cost is so high, nobody wants any part of it. For an insurance company to walk away from millions of dollars on the table that they're currently getting on pricing models that they've been using for decades, it's kind of alarming.
Well, after the fire disasters we had, I understand, is that they lost billions. But we're not the only ones that are getting hammered. Florida, Oregon, Washington, and now the Carolinas along the coast because of hurricanes. Everybody is, they're pulling out, not writing these because they can't get their money back.
I don't think it's the actual frequency. I mean, with the fires, the fires were unprecedented, right? I mean, we had some, I remember, and I think it was like 07 or something like that. Maybe it was, 08, maybe 09. There was like 1,300 fires burning at one time in California.
But, yeah, I'm trying to remember what day it was, because we came back from my nephew's wedding, and as we were driving back from Sacramento, because we've been back in Tennessee, as we got closer and closer up here in the North State, it was, and we're looking at it, and it was covered. The whole horizon was covered in smoke.
Yeah.
So that was when we had those, like...
Yeah, dry lightning strike.
Like 3,000 fires going.
Insane. And so that started. But then even, that was isolated. But for several years there, I mean, we had just...
Car fires.
It was awful, right? And for many years in a row. So, the frequency was high there. But again, then after that, it gets, I don't want to say the Q word, but, it gets calmer. Let's put it that way. And then
it's been calmer the last couple of years.
So, you give and you take, but the cost of the remediation, the environmental remediation, the rebuilding, all of those things, the cost of living, right? The rent while you're displaced, all of those things are what have compounded substantially, probably tripled over the years. And, that's what's making it so these companies are losing billions of dollars.
Yeah, because of the cost of rebuilding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Labor and construction materials have skyrocketed.
Yeah, right? You got to pay rent, right? You got that for the folks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You got to, so you have that. And then just, removing the dirt and shipping it to Ohio. I think we should sell it to Ohio. Whoever takes it, Ohio or whoever, you ship all the dirty dirt somewhere.
Hazmat dirt.
Yeah. All the dirty stuff that they have to clean up. Dig wells to make sure the water, groundwater is monitored.
I think, why not just dig a well? And then take that and pour. Okay. Just keep digging holes.
No, these are monitoring wells.
You dig holes all the way across to get to the ocean.
That's what squirrels do.
You dig a hole, put the other dirt in that from the previous hole, and just kind of, if you work your way through.
Yeah, I was always wondering what we did with the dirt, and then I heard that.
Well, that makes sense. Because it is. It's probably hazardous because of the fire and maybe stuff that's in it.
We're just moving dirty dirt from one point to another. It's kind of interesting.
It's not like in the Great Escape where you just put it in your pockets and scuff it around the street.
I
guess you could.
Yeah, I wonder, who's in the business of shipping dirty dirt from here to Ohio? I bet that's a booming business right now.
Environmental companies.
Yeah, that's all those environmental science majors.
And so then you have that. So if you're doing, but here's the other thing, is we have all that lumber out there that could have been used, and was never used because of environmentalist or whatever. In the first year or 2 years, you can still use it. After that, now it becomes things you put into the, you know, the carbon burners, you know, the wheelabrators and all these. But yet we're having problems building those too, you know, and that's considered a renewable asset. I mean, it's just, we literally need, you need to put a czar, and I'm using the term like it's meant, czar, so my complete control over this, taking care of fires and prescribed burns and getting rid of all the trash and all this,
yeah,
and just do that for 5 years.
They've been doing a lot of wildlife, yeah, you know, rehabilitation and things like that.
It has been getting better.
Yeah, they've been guys making a ton of money off of that lately up here. You know, and dozing down the dead brush and underbrush. I mean, that should have been going on for a while now. I heard a rumor that you know, PG&E uses a lot of these contractors and everything to check. My understanding is that's kind of phasing out too. They're starting to use their own folks. When you use a lot of contractors for all these different things, there's always a lot of, you know, fraud, waste, and abuse.
Well, there's also a lot of liability. It's not like they can. I mean, because if I think that was one of their big fires. They had a contractor, and something happened, and it was a contractor's equipment and this. But I guess they can still be held liable for it, and if you've got the people.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's at some point that contractor's insurance only goes so far.
Only goes so far.
You got to step in with the big dog.
Yeah.
You step in with PG&E.
Well, yeah, if you go to, okay, Carl Bott's Trucking Company, and my truck starts a fire, they'll take, you know, take as much as they can from me, but I'm working for Sierra Pacific. Guess what?
Yeah.
They go, Carl, just get out of the way.
Yeah, no, they'll take your $2 million
give us $50 and then get out of the way.
Yeah, no, that is ultimately what happens is, you know, the contractors can't, you know, some big company can't avoid all liability by hiring a contractor. So, that's all them.
Okay, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice for the last 17 years. I know. Every time I use the term 17 years, I don't believe it. No, that can't be right. No, I bet it's not right. It's right. Been here that long. We were discussing that the other day about how long you are in places. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business. They were established in 1960, moved to this spot in Cypress Square in about 1967. Great barbershop. It's not a hair salon. You can make an appointment there at 530-244-9478 or just drop by, but you're going to get a great haircut. And it is a barbershop, and it is man's last stronghold. I love this place. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank.
Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back. Studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Okay, I'm laughing because Gio Gorman's getting hysterical over here watching me dance.
I've never seen you do the sprinkler.
The sprinkler? Yeah. You knew what the sprinkler was.
It's my favorite dance move.
Really? I have others. I'll show you these. This is the sprinkler. I like the one, my skiing one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got the poles out.
Yeah, I got the poles out. Let's go to the phone. Sorry, Terry, you had to put up with that. Good morning, Terry.
Has anybody ever seen the movie Hitch?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long time ago. It's with Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's teaching him how to dance.
Is that you, buddy? Is that you?
No, I'm worse. Look, I'm so bad. I was in Iraq with my combat buddy was sitting there, and I broke into my happy dance, and he said, I'm armed. If you ever do it again, I'll shoot you. We still talk about it. We still stay in touch. So, okay, you had an announcement.
Yes, I do. Yeah, on our program on Sunday at 9 a.m. on Jefferson State of Mind, we'll have Laura Hobbs on, and she'll give us an update of the court case she has going on right now, which everybody seems to be talking about. I looked at your chat room from yesterday. It seems like it was full of that. We'll have her on tomorrow, and we'll get some things clarified and clear, and she'll tell us what she can as far as how the case is going. So that's tomorrow. Excuse me, that's Sunday at 9 a.m.
Okay. Now, the thing about this is, the question was, well, he had so many votes, it doesn't really make any difference. But that's not the point of how many votes were. It's, was it done correctly? And that's the bottom line. And, you know, not how many votes were cast. But it wasn't done correctly, according
to... That's true. They admitted to part of that. I know they admitted to the placement was a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is that there's just been some studies completed, and we did a podcast on that yesterday with Marley Hornick, who is the president of United Sovereign Americans. They have a lawsuit that engages 18 states in the federal government because of anomalies, and we found out yesterday, and I'll send this to you, Carl, so you can watch it. It's only half an hour. And there are 5,800,000 mistakes in our election in 2022. 5,800,000, and no, I'm not stuttering.
Okay. All right. Got to run. Okay, so Sunday, yeah. Laura Hobbs is going to, Dr. Hobbs will be with you on Jefferson State of Mind.
Yes, sir. Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks. Happy Father's Day, dear. Okay. Mistakes in elections. I mean, wait a minute. Bruce? Is that you, Bruce? Or is it Boyce?
Yes, it is.
Do you have something, Bruce?
I just wanted to, you were talking about tattoos, and
okay.
One thing you
great.
Might want to mention
yeah.
is that there's a Swedish study a couple weeks ago that came out, and it shows that tattoos, they've shown a relationship to lymphoma cancer, 21% increase. Further studies are needed, but the ink particles get stuck in your lymph nodes, apparently, and can cause some problems, and certainly kids need to be aware of the risks, and more studies are going to be done. So
well, you know what? Thanks, Bruce, for that, because I remember I saw the headline on, but I never, you know, I said I got to circle back and see what this is because I have friends with tats. And so that's what it says. You've got a better chance of getting infections into your lymph nodes and stuff.
And it kind of makes sense. I mean, most products like that are toxic to your body.
Yeah.
So this is what they're finding.
I know they've had different generations of ink to a pigment. I bet you that they had some with metals in them. You know, not very long ago, even, and so I'm sure that there's, you know, a various. I don't know how fine, you know, detailed the study gets.
Why would you punch holes in your bodies on purpose?
I mean, out of my whole sleep.
I wonder, and permanent makeup?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Microblading?
Those
things?
So that's the other thing, Bruce. Are you still there?
I'm still there.
Yeah, they're talking about permanent makeup.
Everything's kind of toxic, so you got to be real careful. If you want to protect your health, you need to be aware of these things.
Thanks for the phone call, buddy.
I wonder if not getting a tattoo makes you so depressed.
Thank
maybe
you.
That shortens your life. You know?
it comes back down to nobody's getting out of here alive.
No.
Okay, nobody's getting out of here alive.
That's part of
so,
everything.
So, you know, and part of life is, you know, is the taking chances. The thing is that doing things, you know, to make you happy, you know, as long as you're not hurting other people and all that, but things that make you feel good, why not? And, I mean, if they said to you, oh, we're going to put this tattoo on you, but it's going to shorten your life by 1 month.
Oh, yeah.
Would that have made a difference?
Well, it definitely wasn't something I thought about when I got tattoos. And then I'll tell you, whenever I've talked to doctors, like a new doctor, and they look at tattoos and, you know, some of the ones I had before I got them covered up, they weren't done in very real clean areas and stuff.
Oh,
like
it's prison.
Right?
Come on, just say it.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't prison, but I did have a homemade tattoo, right? And so it's like the doctors just kind of give you that look, like, you've been tested for like hepatitis, right? That's what they're worried about. Nobody said anything about lymphoma,
hepatitis, anything like that. Any sharing of needles. Yeah. I got this half, and she got the other half. We're using the same needle, made us closer.
Yeah, no, it was. It was
blood brothers.
It was a guitar string, you know, a guitar string tattoo.
Guitar string?
Yeah, I don't know. It was.
Okay,
it was
kids,
a different life. Three lives ago.
Kids, do not pay attention to this.
No.
Do not try this at home.
No, they would make a guitar string tattoo gun. They'd get like a motor from, you know, like a razor or what have you, right? And they would use a guitar string and sharpen it off. That was actually the tattoo needle, was the guitar string. And it would go up and down. They'd like rig it with a, you know, Bic pen and stuff. And
okay. Yeah. Let's go on to something.
That's how you get a tattoo when you're 15 years old and it's, you know, the 90s. There was no tattoo shops that let you come in.
That's true. They won't. Now, if you can reach up. No, I guess you have to be 18.
You're supposed to be 18.
Unless you have your parents' permission.
And the internet.
You can get a tattoo gun.
You can get tattoo guns on the internet like it's nothing now.
Yeah. Tattoo what?
Tattoo guns. Like a whole setup. Do your own tattoos. You can buy it.
Wow. You mean license. I could start my own little...
Yes.
You know what? We're Sue. Hey, Sue, we could open up a tattoo parlor back in your office. Back in your office, back there, we'll just start a tattoo parlor. But we have to specialize, so we only have to learn one or two things.
Yeah, the same image, and same
the
of,
same,
like, pick
the same
from this
thing.
Five.
That's right. I want a picture of my wife on my chest. Unfortunately, your wife comes out looking like my wife, because I can only do my wife's picture, but then I'll put longer hair on her.
Yeah. Or just do silhouettes.
Just do silhouettes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stick figures.
We better take a break. We've gotten totally offline here with tattoos. But you know what? It is true. Back when I was growing up, if you had a tattoo, you were like a gangster or a biker or something, or you've been in the service. And then it started blossoming. And it started, first of all, I think, with the tramp stamps. You started seeing those.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on the backs, and then smaller ones. And then now you've got people that are very intelligent, you know, making lots of money, and they got sleeves. I mean, it's especially in your entertainment thing there.
Yeah, you start seeing them on their faces.
Yeah, you get a face tattoo. There's no way back from that. You have to be successful.
I'm having a problem with the face tattoo.
I
want to see their face, not just the tattoo.
Well, it's not just that. It's the fact that you've done something then that can totally change your life. It's one thing to have sleeves because you can cover those to a point. And maybe even on your neck. But when you start putting things on your face, there's something going on there.
You better be good at singing. That's my understanding. They do it to show that they have no way back from being able to sing or whatever. Right?
They do what?
They get the face tattoo, so they have no way back to like normal life. They have to succeed at the music business.
Yeah. And did you remember the one that stole the check? Right here in Reading. Remember this from years ago? He stole the check from the church and he tried to cash it. And on his forehead was tattooed F-U, except they spelt it out. That made nationwide news. And then the person that looked at the check looked at them and said,
"No.
The church gave you this?" And he goes, "Yes." Anyway, he got arrested. But that was a nationwide right there. I mean, when you put that on your head, you're saying something. Okay. Is this Randall? Is this Randall or Rondell? Talk to me, kid.
I think it's Rondell.
Who? Okay, whoever's on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, this is Randall.
Randall, okay. Got it.
Yeah, two things. I went to the Riverfront Specific Planning meeting last night.
Uh-huh.
There were about 75 people there. They expanded it to, you know, people that said, oh, they need more than 100. Well, 75 showed up. But it was very, very well done. Ended up with 8 tables of people going through different aspects. And unanimously, every table came back and said that the rodeo grounds has to be protected and sacrosanct, and let's get this thing going.
Yeah,
so excellent. And city councilmen were there. That's the first thing I wanted to mention. Second thing is I have a tattoo celebrating my cure from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Well, you should.
Thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me that you've got a tat, Randall. I mean, you're the Renaissance man. I'd be surprised if you didn't have one, like Mona Lisa on your chest or something, in between the scars.
I see the irony, though, the 21% increase in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
You already beat it. What do you care? Hey, thanks a lot, Randall. Okay, we got to take a break here. All right. That's Randall Hemplin, who is, you know, I so much admire this guy, and for so many reasons. But let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in our last segment on Friday. Another grueling 2 hours almost put into the memory banks. We haven't talked much about law today, but probably won't. You've got Patrick. I'm here with Patrick Gorman and Joe Gorman from Gorman Law. And you've built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento in a very short time because obviously there's a lot of traffic coming through here.
Yeah, you know, injuries are pretty disfiguring up here too. It's, you know, they're not the standard, like I strain my back at the
we hablo
desk.
En español too. Now,
we hablo español.
The one of the things you talked about a couple years ago or a year ago or whatever was the concerns you had in the officers and the people removing marijuana because of, I mean, you saw them and they didn't have hazmat suits on.
Yeah.
And
they're wearing BDUs. They're just wearing BDUs with the sleeves rolled up.
And they're picking that stuff up. And you are very well versed on the types of dangerous pesticides and everything they put on it. And you actually told two sheriffs that, hey, you know what? You got to do something here. These guys are going to get sick, and it's been happening.
Yeah, and it's more than just like a cancer. I've several clients that are law enforcement. Some of them have autoimmune diseases. Some have neurological diseases.
Think about Agent Orange.
There's a new presumption for that. They're adding Thailand and Cambodia and Laos into the presumptions. I'm no kidding, right? I took them long enough, right? I mean, it's only been about 50 years. But, it's a real thing, and it's known as documented. There's just not a lot of resources to mitigate that. But, a lot of our officers are starting to show show signs of it. And there's latencies with a lot of these things where it'll go, somebody will just think they have, you know, IBS from a poor diet or that they're just getting old and forgetting things. And really it's more to it than that. And it's, there's
maybe I've been exposed. Maybe I was exposed to pesticide. I'm having problems remembering things. Oh, or it could be just
I'm sure if we went through your history, I'm sure I could find one of 30 dozen, you know, different exposures you've had. You were in the Balkans. I mean, all kinds of stuff. Plus how do you think we dispose of stuff at bases? We just burn it, damn. We burn it, right? Whether it be batteries or whatever.
I was so surprised about these burn pits, and because maybe I when we were burning things, it was 50 gallon drums of waste that people had pooped into it. You know, then you burnt those, sure. But that's a little bit different than the ones where they're burning everything and you're exposed to that. And I mean, it proven fact that it's killing people out there. Burning, I was so surprised.
Yeah, they're burning batteries, they're burning fiber optics, they're burning all kinds of stuff. There's that, but you know, keep in mind that like a lot of people could be exposed to all of that stuff and never have anything happen. Right. I mean, so it's not,
absolutely.
It's not, like everybody gets it. I don't know for certain. I don't have like a scientific study to base this on, but I believe that cancer is probably less common than some kind of autoimmune disease, like an inflammatory disease, some kind of rheumatological disorder, or neurodegenerative disease, where the vascular system in your brain starts deteriorating
because you're exposed to something.
Absolutely, I think that's much more common than cancer.
Yeah, it seems like when my brother-in-law. Healthy guy, works out all the time, never smoked in his life, just had the upper lobe of his left lung removed because they found cancer there. Oh. And then there's no cancer in his family. But now he has to tell his kids, hey, you got to get tested for this because now I got it. And, I mean, it's like, well, where did that come from?
Most doctors don't ask that question on diagnosis. They're not looking for that aspect of it I'm not quite sure why. I'm sure there's several reasons, but they're looking primarily for lifestyle, obesity, things like that, and familiar history. They're not looking for, hey, what did you do for a living? Oh, you welded? You were welding, aluminum, fuel tanks? Yeah. No, they're not asking those questions. Unless you're at an actual occupational medical, clinic. If you go to like OcMed at UC, San Francisco, they're gonna ask those questions. But everywhere else, they're relatively, I don't know if it's because they want to make sure it's covered by the insurance companies and the person gets the treatment. That's my guess. That the doctors don't want to ask those questions because if they do, it may create a situation where the person can't have access to coverage or care. That might be it. But, they're not asking. And I think it takes a lot of training. Most doctors believe that disease is lifestyle based. I believe. I think that's the primary, the primary culprit of a lot of disease in that theory of medicine. When you're seeing a family practitioner right out of the gate, you're not seeing an occupational medical specialist. So they're coming from a different thing. They're looking at obesity or smoking, things like that.
What you're saying here, and we only got a few minutes left now, is. The fact is that you've been exposed to things, and you may not know it, but your life all of a sudden is changing. And then they say, oh, well, you know what? You were out there gathering marijuana for 2 years and sweating all over it and all that. And, there could be something. And you're seeing people that are coming in on that. I mean, look what they're doing for the water at Camp Lejeune. I mean, from 55 to 85, if you were there – and you were exposed to their water, there's lawsuits, billions of dollars being put aside by the government.
And there's dozens of different diseases that they are connected. It's not just one disease.
No, it's many. And it goes down line too. So
yeah, same thing with this. Yeah. Agent Orange, you're bringing in the, gentlemen, if you served in the latter part of the Vietnam, I guess it wasn't truly the Vietnam conflict, but if you guys did some time over at the various airfields in the triangle there, and then.
Oh, you're talking about for Cambodia? Well, I had somebody tell me when he was in Okinawa, they were spraying the weeds along the border, along the fence line there. Oh, yeah. And he said it was Agent Orange.
Oh yeah, you gotta defoilant, a good 500 meters around the wire.
Yep.
So that they can't crawl up on the wire, right? So how are you gonna do that? You gotta drop the Agent Orange on it. That's how they do it.
Yeah. It's insidious. It's still, we're still losing people to that from Vietnam.
Well, I think that there's another thing to be said about it. If you were exposed to it, I guarantee you, you can look at a service member that had children before they did time in Southeast Asia, and then after, and the children after they were born after probably have health problems, and the ones before probably did not.
I don't know how big a group of subjects that would be, but. Yeah, it would be interesting.
Several thousand. I mean, we were probably rotating. I don't know exactly how long the time was that we were rotating through Southeast Asia, but 10 years, 60, a decade.
Really, from 63 to 73, 74, around there.
Yeah, so we're talking
Marines were out earlier than
these are probably going to be more like airmen, right? These are pilots primarily and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then they found out the Navy that was off the coast was suffering from Agent Orange because they were sucking in water for the ship.
Yeah.
And all the Agent Orange had been out there in the ocean there, and they were sucking it into their purifiers, but it didn't purify that kind of stuff.
Get that stuff out of that's not a biological.
So people in the Navy were getting hit with it.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, we got to run. If you got any questions at all, if you've been injured at work and you're wondering if the treatment is going the right way, give Patrick a call. Here's what I tell people. And you're going to tell them, yes, it is, or no, it's not.
Yeah. Sometimes it is, and you're better off without an attorney, too. You know, it's just not every case needs an attorney. Sometimes it's better to not have one.
Okay. Well, look, what are you doing for Father's Day? Is he getting breakfast in bed?
He is not mowing the field.
Father's Day present was getting the fields mowed. Somebody else mowed the fields this year. It's really nice.
Wow, that's cool.
I thought so.
I thought so, too. That was the best present.
Great. Hey.
Time.
Thanks so much for coming in, you two. It's always great seeing you.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, everybody have a great weekend. Remember Benton Airfield for Father's Day out there.